I would say, Alicia, that so far, I think that Canadian policymakers and Canadian public health officials have generally handled the emergence of Omicron in a sensible way. They've resisted the temptation to use language and messaging that that could create alarm, and have generally, I think, responded to the emergence of this new strain in a kind of dispassionate, mostly analytical way. And I think that's the way to go. As you say, while initial reports seem to suggest that Omicron represented a strain that could be more powerful, say, for instance, than our vaccine protection, or may have a transmission rate that was markedly higher than other strains, I think in recent days, some of that initial speculation is being challenged, and it only reinforces the need for policymakers to handle the emergence of these new strains, because, of course, this likely won't be the last time this happens, with the kind of dispassion and insistent on evidence as possible. I think the risk otherwise, if we ramp up the language and messaging to DEFCON 5 every time there's a new development in this pandemic, I think not only will it diminish the kind of significance of that kind of messaging when and if it is appropriate, but it also, I think, risks creating alarm and panic within the public. So I guess that's a long way of saying, given that, as you say, there's still a lot we're learning about this new strain, I would give top marks to Canadian policymakers and Canadian public health officials for the way that they've handled its emergence in the past week or so.